Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearing, our appearing, our appearing.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed.
Good evening, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth, and we're here today. This is Lois, your host, and we're here today to have another dynamic fellowship to share in much-needed light-shedding events in our life history and in our journey through life. We're here today just to talk about or explore what we consider if sex sells. Does sex sell? And if it does, what's the price? And I know before we get going, this is not any vulgar show. We're going to absolutely talk about in life how sex sells and it affects us as individuals. So we're going to explore if sex sells, if so, what's the price? And there's a concept that sex does sell and that sex grabs the attention of people and that it also promotes prosperity. So if sex sells, what price are we paying for it? There are many different scenarios that we're going to explore tonight, and we have our guests here this evening sharing with us. We have Shannon, we have Courtney, we have Dijon, and we have Louise, and we have Mr. Motivator. And I want y'all give everybody a hand. Okay, we're gonna go on from here, and I want to say, as I do at the top of every show, first of all, I'm not here to preach to anyone, but our show says, let's talk truth. So if we're going to arrive at the truth, then it has to be encompassed by the Word of God. So this is what we have to look forward to. Christ has to be the center of everything because he's the only one with truth. And it says in our theme song, if we don't put Christ in truth, then we're going to always be just given our opinion. And how much is our opinion? Not worth much, because you can't arrive at the truth. Now, we're going to examine some little areas. First of all, if sex sells, does it grab your attention? Does it promote prosperity? Does it influence? Before we get to our guest here on the show, I did some telephone interviews. I've started doing that now before every show. I do some telephone interviews with people that don't live in the area. And my first interview was with a gentleman from Houston, and his name is Joseph Cunningham. And I asked him about what we were talking about tonight. I said, do you believe that sex sells? And he said, absolutely, that he did believe sex sells. And he boiled it down to just eye candy. You know, you're looking at something. So I asked him, how can you show me a new car, but you have a scantily clad young lady standing by the car? Am I buying the car or am I buying what I perceived to be the female. So he just said, emphatically, sex boosts sales. And whether we agree or disagree with him, that's what he feels about the situation. But as we go through the show tonight, we're going to come to the truth about the matter. And he was saying that the eye candy has nothing to do with the particular product. Right. So I thoroughly agree with that. Mm-hmm. So y'all keep that in mind as we go along. This is from Joseph Cunningham from Houston. Then I spoke with Herbert Wright. He lives in Fremont, Texas. This is a gentleman who graduated from Prairie View A&M College in 1970 with a degree in accounting. And he has done some powerful things in society. So he should know about sales because he has been in the sales business for a number of years. And I think that everyone in the DFW area will know his name when you talk about car sales or real estate sales because he was a dynamic person in those particular arenas. But I spoke with him, and I gave him the title of our show, and I said, if sex sells, what price do we pay? So he came across with a different scenario. He said, first of all, that using the concept of sex, he said that that is totally, not only is it against your body, but it's against God as well. And then he said, how if you get too involved in the sexual part of the selling, he said eventually it will become mentally degrading. And he said it will be so mentally degrading that you won't even consider yourself as being a human being or a powerful man or woman of God. He said that you will lose your value. He said a person will lose their value in themselves. They'll lose respect for themselves. And so y'all keep that in mind as we go through our show this evening. On the other hand, I spoke with a young lady, Jessica Sam. Spoke with her, interviewed her briefly on the phone. She's a young entrepreneur where she does lingerie, makeup, all the things that's enhancing to a female, fashion, hair, all of these things. So I asked her, because we often look at sex sales, we often put that with a female. But as you know, you can ride down the freeway and there are scantily clad men on billboards as well as females.
Especially Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein uses men to boost their sales. And so I asked Jessica, who is a young woman, I don't think she's ever been married. She doesn't have any children, so I don't know how available she is. But I would guess she's in the single scene. So I said, Jessica, what do you see when you see a billboard or a magazine where there's a male and he's in these little tight underwear, Speedos or whatever kind, and you see his muscles and everything? I said, are you automatically drawn to the product that he's wearing? So Jessica emphatically said no. And these are her words, and I quote them. She said, dang, you fine. So this is how she feels, and I'm sure a lot of young women feel the same way. If you see a Calvin Klein commercial, you're not looking at what they are wearing. You're looking at the man. You're looking at his muscles. You're looking at his six-pack. In some cases, his keg. I don't know what you I don't know what it is. But I will say that these young women are not looking at the product. So as we go through this show, somebody's going to have to tell me, and I'm talking to my guest, is there a misconception here why do you have someone with the body standing behind your product? You have someone with a certain body type, male or female. What is the concept? Why do you have it if they're going to be looking at that and not your product?
Okay.
How does that boost sales?
Easy, because you don't, if you're, I can tell you anything. I can tell you anything. If you can't see it, I can tell you anything. But if you have something that'll draw your attention,
mm-hmm.
you get them in. Everybody has a gimmick. So if I have a car that I'm trying to sell, that's how you get so many people who buy these two-seater cars, these sports cars and things like that, and they have a family. They don't have nowhere to put the family because they were looking at the girl that was laying on the car and then got over there and got, ooh, this car is nice. It's all to draw your attention. For example, look at New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans on several occasions. You go down certain streets, you can drink. They got naked girls hanging out. And you don't have just a sign to say, dancers. They got the girls shaking it in the dough. That's to get you when you pass and to catch your eye. I'm like, let me go on in here.
Okay, I can understand that, Shannon. I can understand that because that particular product is a product, a nightclub scene is a product in which you can, it's not something tangible. I'm not buying an automobile. I'm not buying something that I need to wear. So what is the difference? What is it? I don't understand it.
For instance, you see a commercial. Anytime you see a commercial with women in there and they're with a car and they're trying to sell the car, they're gearing that car towards the male audience.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gearing it toward, you don't see grannies driving Corvettes. You see men driving Corvettes. Corvettes attract a lot of attention. So what they're saying is, look, the man is looking at the woman, the car, the woman. I get the woman, I get the car, I get the woman. That's how they associate things. Sex does sell in that aspect because just like it's pleasing to the eye. Once you attract the eye, the body will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Because your eyes, because how we're made, we are made for visual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's human nature. That's why our eyes are in. That's why our eyes are in front of us. We judge depth perception and all this other stuff, and we get our sensory. We can't taste a car. We can't smell a car. So the next the sensory that we need is sight. So they use that to attract us to look at that car because. Going by the specs, yeah, sure. Some men are going to go by the specs. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, the gas mileage. But who wants that when you see double Ds with Daisy Dukes?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to attract you more. You don't want to hear all that, you know, oh, I'm not getting no good gas mileage out of this car. But I just see double Ds and Daisy Dukes. Boom, I got to have it.
Okay, look over here. Subliminally. It gives a message to you because we're trained as young children that sex is forbidden. They think sexy is forbidden. You know, I hear a lot of old people, if you go to the store to buy underwear, you better not buy that baby no red underwear. She's too young. The color of the underwear, everything, we're taught that being sexual is wrong.
Taboo.
Or, you know, you can't say nothing sexual. Especially in the African-American community, I can speak on that. It's difficult for African-American children to talk to their mothers about sex. Now, you see a lot of Caucasian children go, Mom, and they go, I should think I'm ready. And black girls don't have a conversation with their mom because they're afraid they're going to get punched. But, you know, when you're taught that something is wrong or taboo, you want to do it. That's why you get these kids who are tied down when they're young and they get out and get buck wild. And you wonder, Lord, what happened to little, you know, Tawanisha? Well, Tawanisha was locked in the house until she was 18, now she's legally grown. Now she out there buck wild doing everything, experiencing everything that she won't experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's the flesh. We're born in the flesh. And without the Holy Ghost to govern us, we can fall susceptible to anything.
Exactly. Now, Louise, I'm sure you have something to say on if sex sells, and if so, what price are we paying? And we've talked about, you know, we've had several different. We talked about, you know, the three people that we interviewed by telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And these are three adults. All three of them had a different concept about it. So give me your take on effect sales. What price are we paying for it?
Well, you're paying a very, very high price for it, because for a lot of young people out here, you know, with the commercials on TV, it's giving them a what you call a double message. It's saying on one hand it's okay to engage in sex, and then on the other hand, they know it's not okay. So you got that double message. And so when you have that thing where it's forbidden, like Sister Shannon said, anything forbidden, it's, people are drawn to it. They're more drawn to something that they know that they are supposed to engage in.
Okay, so you're saying forbidden.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something. Say, just for instance, when we go work out, mm-hmm, and your trainer, who would you rather get trained by? Someone who has, you know, showing the X, or someone that's not, you don't see the shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
portly. Mm-hmm. Now, like we're saying, sex does sell, but it's the fantasy of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, hold your thought, because we're going to come to that in the very end of this show. We got, you know, because, I mean, I'm here to root out the truth, and we're talking about something that's really, on the surface, has no truth context to it whatsoever, but it's what people are buying into.
I guess I'm a liberal. I just think people are too uptight. For example, it's all in presentation. For example, you can have two girls. Two of them have banging bodies. Uh-huh. They both can have on little bitty shorts with the behinds out at the end. One girl can look real stank because she carries herself stank. And one girl can look, she's cute, but her behind is out. There's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say you go to church like that,
mm-hmm,
or anything else, but we're so uptight about things. Like, it's forbidden to say, like, you can't say the word but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said booty. It's a butt. Everybody has one. If you take the weapon away and quit making things so taboo, it wouldn't be so freaky. Oh, girl, you're behind that. Just like friends. Mm-hmm. Girls all go to the bathroom together. Girls all get dressed in the same room together. But don't nobody be in there talking about, ooh, girl, I'm looking at you in that thong and, No, you all getting dressed together. You're doing this. Girls hit each other on the behind and playing. Like, girl, fix my, you know, fix your breasts, you know, all in each other's bras and everything else. But there's nothing sexual comes behind it, because it's where the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that weapon away and quit saying, oh, it's taboo, you
see,
can't
that's
do
where,
this.
That's how sex sells, because it gets in our mind. And just like you're saying, it sells because nobody wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about it, we want it to, it's always a negative thing.
Right.
And that's what makes it fail so much.
Look at her. Oh,
you wouldn't fail so much as once you put it out there and just say, y'all, you know what? This is it. And if everybody knew about it, bam, this is how it is. It wouldn't be so geared. You wouldn't see, you know, commercials with, you know, they're washing a car, but they're talking about insurance. They're washing a car with suds going everywhere. And girls with white T-shirts.
Or that Fiat commercial where she's getting slapping. I'm going to listen to that. Oh, she be kissing all on here, little nerd man. And some hot chick done walked up on him and kissing all on him. And he,
so
it's the car.
It's the car. So what I'm saying is, subliminally,
mm-hmm,
did I say the word right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Subliminal messages.
Subliminal messages are hard to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's why it is, because it's not so much as like cars on TV commercials. It's not so much the women. The women get you to look at it, but it's what they say. And when they say it three or four times, it sticks in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you that's why you notice the song. You can, everybody wants to do. You're like, what did I learn this song? Because you have looked at this and,
mm-hmm,
seen the girl, and you associate that girl shaking with the song, and then boom, now you got it. And mm-hmm. they have girls selling Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden,
you want a Coke.
You want a Coke. Because the secret message that they put in advertisement makes you want that if you cannot detect it.
Yeah, like even
now,
with your drinks, your soul beats.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled this from, it's an advertisement, and it was written by a company called Inc.com. Now, let me say this. What you all have been talking about, they named it. It's a sexual cue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's a cue. You're focusing on your cue to do this and your cue mm-hmm. to think this and your cue to think that.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, it says, does sex sell or just make customers impatient? Now, what they were saying is everyone knows that sex sells. It's why marketers hire the hot models and actors for commercials and ads.
Mm-hmm.
So advertisement picks up the sex sales, and it's why conventions and product shows abound with booth babes. Y'all know what a booth babe is?
Yes.
A banging chick in your booth to sell your product.
And they don't know anything about it.
And it says, the selling power of sex has fueled media buying,
mm-hmm.
product design,
yeah.
packaging, deal making, and consumer self-image and identification with companies and products. What people don't realize, everybody wants their product to be represented with something that's pleasing to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
They want something that's pleasing to the eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, just like he was saying a minute ago, you're not going to hardly find grannies dressed a certain way, hair a certain way,
mm-hmm.
a rag on their head.
But you're not going to find grannies modeling for Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And so with all that said, I want somebody to, we're going to try to arrive at, or who can explain the flesh and how it works. Do you know it's a complicated process. I think it's complicated. Mr. Motivator, come on.
Oh, Lois, I am really enjoying the show, and your guests have really said some interesting things, and just the topic of this show tonight is really breaking a lot of barriers, because we want to know, how are those products being marketed? I think advertisers and marketing executives, they know that people are attracted to certain things, so they use these people to attract viewers, to attract folks to their products.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, if you look at boxing, you know, my favorite, Muhammad Ali. I always love watching him boxing. There are a lot of great boxers, Sugar Ray Leonard, and there are a lot of great boxers today.
Mm-hmm.
But in every heavyweight fight, or just about every bout, when they get ready to do round one, there is a young lady that walks around the format that's dressed very provocative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When they do round two, there's a lady that comes through and she's dressed very provocative. Okay, what does that do? If you're at a boxing bout, guess what? You're not going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when this lady comes through round three, you're watching her walk around with to see what round is coming up. But at
yeah.
the same time, she's catching out. So it's really getting her attention. Okay, then you look at the racing cars and the motorcycles. You go to the magazines racks.
Mm-hmm.
They got a provocative lady, a young lady in a bikini, sitting on top. She's sitting on top of the motorcycle. Okay, and then with professional athletes, you know, a basketball player, they
mm-hmm.
have the
mm-hmm.
cheerleaders who are dressed provocatively.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years ago, it was a big hit what's that show called? Dukes of Hazzard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they came
Daisy.
Out with the David
Dukes.
Okay. Now, what young lady can you recall that wasn't on every product commercial that didn't have on a pair of David Dukes? And I've seen men pass by in the grocery store, shopping grocery, and back up and come back and pull up that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And when a few years earlier than that, James Brown had one out, Hot Pants, okay? And James even made a song on Hot Pants,
mm-hmm.
okay? So Hot Pants was a big hit because everybody was trying to get on something provocative.
That's right.
And the last thing I think that gets my attention is if you watch a lot of the rapper videos, okay, the rappers are singing, they're rapping, but guess what? They have a young lady that's parading around them, and she's dressed in a way that looks very provocative, and so it's sending a message out, hey, these guys got to go look at all the girls. Look what happens if you become a rapper, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another video, I think, that hit the markets a few years ago, Girls Gone Wild. There was a lot of people
mm-hmm.
That were looking at that, and a lot of guys are that. So marketing executives use those things to make money,
mm-hmm.
and they know if they can get you, attract your attention, the goal is to get you to order the product. But they
exactly.
use an attractive way, or an attractive means.
Mm-hmm. It's all about...
I can't.
It's all about controlling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you get down to it, in essence, they're trying to control you to get to buy a product, and they can't say go buy it or we're gonna kill you, nothing like that. They said okay. They send, like you said, marketing executive and advertising execs send them out into the world.
Yeah.
Send them into if. Wherever there's going to be a market for it, they send them out. They talk to the young,
mm-hmm.
to the people that it's going to group around. It's like, what would y'all like to see?
Mm-hmm.
And what y'all like? So then the commercial or the TV ad or the billboard ad will then be tailored to the age range
mm-hmm.
that they would like to target. And most
mm-hmm.
of the times, like when you see in rap videos, the girls dancing around and everything,
mm-hmm.
that's really to keep the men interested in the video.
Yes.
Now,
because in actuality,
mm-hmm.
actuality, yes. men just listen to the song,
uh-huh.
to the lyrics. But we don't need the video, but they said, well, we need men and women to look at the videos.
Right.
So to get ratings.
Yeah.
So they add a woman there.
Yes. Yeah.
So the woman is dancing, her body is moving to the bass line.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's attracting us to still look as guys. We still looking at it. And a man could be saying any kind of words there is, but now we're attracted to the song. Now, we're not really hearing the song
right.
at mm-hmm. that point in time.
Right.
All we see is the body moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guarantee, once the thing go off a couple of days, we'll be able to wrap everything that man said simply because of the visual we had.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're tuning out the song for the woman. We don't really know that we're doing that. We're tuning it out, but it's really going in us.
Well, that's the same thing.
And our subconscious,
uh-huh.
because it's going into our long-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
See, what we're looking at short-term,
uh-huh.
but once it goes in our long, that's why people can rap. All the raps, like Lil Wayne, Future,
yeah.
All these hot rappers, because of the women on there, when,
yeah.
when they're looking at the videos, they're saying, oh, okay, yeah, oh, yeah, look at her shaking it. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying... We don't really care about Lil Wayne.
Right.
We don't care about Jay-Z. We don't care about that. Who, that dark, brown, light, white, whatever girl they have in there,
mm-hmm.
shaking that thing,
yeah.
that's what we care about.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to learn the words simply because we've been looking at it for so long.
Uh-huh.
We're going to learn the words to that song.
That's true.
And then tomorrow we'll be at work or something. I was in a car going real far, and it stopped.
in our box.
Where did I learn that from?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and if we're rapping it with the radio, we'll miss some words. But if I go a cappella, we can go all the way through.
You're right. I have a question, too. I like them. Since we have a young men here tonight, I'd like to know, what do you guys think of that video, the latest one on YouTube, Mr. Ghetto, with the young ladies twerking?
Wally World.
Wally World.
Well, now, this is what I'm thinking. What product are they selling?
They're
selling Mr. Ghetto.
I think they're selling the clothes there in the Wally
World. No.
Well,
it's
Essence. You know,
Essence and Walmart are free advertising.
In essence, they are. But what they're saying is, and it's kind of true what he's saying, if you really look at it. He's like, I'm not going to the clubs anymore.
Yes.
I'm just going to walk around Walmart. And now, where do all the women go? Walmart attracts more women than anything because they have everything there.
They can
get their soaps. They can get their little diet foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee, whoever's listening to this right now, on Sunday, go to Walmart. You're going to see all the women in the world. And it's like a kid. You'll be a kid in the candy store if you're a dude. And that's just a fact.
That's true. But and I like to say to my uncle, Ray said that he watched that Mr. Ghetto video with the Wally girls, and he said it made his heart kind of flutter a little bit.
Well, I can imagine, because they were doing some little twerk in there that, you know, you have to have skills to do.
And much clapping going on.
So it was a choir in the program. Now, I'm not that old. You know, I'm not as old as some of the people in here. Mr. Motivator is way older than me.
Oh, my goodness.
What I want to say, I want to see some advertisement that I really kind of believe in. Have you noticed all of the diet, the exercise that's supposed to be weight loss and all this? Why are they only having young girls on there that's already lost weight?
Mm-hmm. That's true on the exercise video. You feeling bad?
I want to
squat all the way down. Squat.
I want to see a fat person like me.
Yeah, me too.
Exercise, you know, and lose weight. Follow me through the whole concept for me to lose weight. That's what I want to do. Now, this man that does who is Sean T? Sean T does the insanity workout.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about it.
Now, insanity. He does the insanity workout, but he also does another type of workout.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some fat person make a video where we can lose weight together.
That
video be Sean T. I mean, that man is buffed.
Yes.
He got pecs. Maybe
not the person hosting the show.
And all that.
On the stage.
I want to see the person start out fat and show me how to tone up.
Yes, the people behind them should be. But how you, listen, that's like saying people who always ask you to do that, girl, y'all let me do your hair, and you looking up at their head like, why?
Well, I just want somebody, let's start out from scratch.
Are you seeing those some of those videos of Miss Lady?
I don't know, your mirrors in the back. And then let him guide them and show them what to do.
No, I want
him.
No, but what you're saying is correct, because at my job now, I had a guy who started about a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was a kind of overweight fellow. And I was like, so what did you do when you came here? And he was like, well, I got my license in massage therapy, but I couldn't get no clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. But it's appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he might be good, he's overweight. He's not attracting his clients. Because in those kind of professions, I don't care how good you are, you have to attract your clients.
Well,
you have to go to
them. You can fool people like the State Farm commercial where the man is standing there and he says he can do all this on his phone, and the girl says, you can't do all of that. And he said, where did you hear that? She said, on the internet. And then he said, well, he can do this. And she said, you know, they can't put anything on the internet that's not true. So he said, where'd you hear that? On the internet. So she just proved to him, her boyfriend walked up. She said, this is my date.
French male
He's
model.
A French male model. He's like, bonjour. He was so nasty and stank with that fanny pack on.
But, you know, yeah, that's so misleading. So when we get up here and talk about sex sales, now we've got 24 minutes. Now I'm going to use this 24 minutes. Dijon, you haven't said anything. Come on, give us just a wee tot of your expertise.
I just know the expertise.
Well, sex sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm young, and in these streets, and if I see a young lady walking around with a loose shirt, I'm attracted to that. Now, if I see Big Bertha walking next to her, I'm not going to look at her. I'm going to look at the ones walking next to you. Mm-hmm. That's what attracts the eye.
Well, so let me ask you this. So if you had to go buy shorts, are you going to buy booty shorts, or are you going to buy big shorts?
I'm about the booty shorts for my lady.
Okay, all right. Okay,
clear it up.
Now,
what he's saying is correct, and it all boils down to your what society has first deemed what's attractive.
Exactly.
Not in all cases, because there are some chubby tables out there.
No, but the majority. I understand that because I have some, you know, some friends who do not like the status quo of a woman. They don't like them little like that. They like them the bigger the better. And whatever a person likes,
that's
their business. But that's what it's geared down to. They know that a certain look is going to do 80% of the men, so they're going to do it. They know a certain look is going to do 80% of the women, mm-hmm. they're going to do it. So it all comes down to what we're attracted to. They use that to get us to hook us like fish,
mm-hmm.
and once we get in there,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, this is not nothing. You see a woman outside shaking it and all this kind of stuff, and then they say, okay, Mr. Motivator, here you come in here and see these women shaking. Dijon, you can come in here and see these women shaking. And on the first, Courtney, you can see these. And on the front, that's what you see. But you get in there, and it's a sting. We all got tickets, and they just arrested us.
I've got 22 minutes, so I'm going to just blow all of y'all out the water, because this is called Let's Talk Truth. So what I have heard today was that the majority of society has a brain problem, mm-hmm. and we're easily influenced by sex, by the body, the new body. It's something wrong when you look at something and your whole life is affected by it, and there is no substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no substance to it. I promise you, you can buy... a brand new Lamborghini, but the fine woman don't come with it. You're going to have to be able to sustain that fine woman. So everybody, what you're saying in essence is that we have lost our minds. We have gotten to the point, and I'm going to tell you, this really was, yes, we're
so
controlled by our eyes.
You got to have eye candy, though. You can't do anything
else. No, because what's eye candy to you won't be eye candy to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to realize your eye candy and my eye candy, two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is we're not mature enough
mm-hmm.
to buy what we want to buy without being enhanced by something that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to think about it. So if sex sales is something sadly wrong with society, if sex is going to determine what you purchase and how you purchase it, we have got to get back to the truth. And the truth is, we were deceived in the beginning. How long are we going to continue to be deceived? We cannot we can't teach our children upon deception. Nothing is going to grow or become positive or prosperity without the truth being in it and by us being deceived. Because I'm being deceived. I've gone out and purchased a car just because somebody was standing there beside it that I can't even afford. Mm. You see, it has a lot. It has a bearing on how we look at things and how we put our money out there and the things that we do with our money. And it leaves us in a hole. It makes our lives a turmoil. You have women who are committing suicide because they're not skinny enough to put that thong on and stand beside a car or be used in advertising because they don't feel like they're pretty enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a sad society when we allow sex to set the tone for our day-to-day existence.
Mm-hmm.
We are a sad society, and we need to stop. We need to understand, I may be 4'3" and weigh 300 pounds, but if that's how God made me, there's a man out there for me. I just have to learn how to position myself for it to come. I could be 5'11" and weigh 120 pounds. There's still a man out there for me. So, in all, whether I'm black, white, brown, purple, my hair is short, long, or whatever, if you know, you have to come to grips with who you are inside, who you are as a person, and you won't be easily led by the different advertisements and the different things that show up to take you off kilter just because you have an inability to think for yourself. Number one, you'll never impress me with a nude man because I don't like a naked man. I like a man's feet. The way his feet look in his shoes, that tells you who that person is. No, it's how his feet look in his shoes. And that absolutely will set the tone. If he has pretty feet, his nails are clean, he has clean hygiene, he cares about himself. Mark my word, ladies. I can tell you that. Just show me a man. I can look at his feet and I can tell you all about it. But I'm not turned on by some man that's just because he has nice pecs. Because really and truly, I don't go in for all those muscles. So we have to understand what we're looking at and why we're called to do certain things. Okay?
Moss, you made a great point. I got a friend back home now. His name is Popeye, and Popeye had a beautiful wife, and she was attracted to Popeye because she saw some real qualities in him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother her, you know, when his eyes look like this.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because
I understand. He was bug-eyed.
Well, they nicknamed him Popeye because his eyes were kind of large.
Because let me tell you something. Love has nothing to do with how you look.
Yes, it is.
No, it doesn't. If you're superficial,
I have a question.
That's
I have
superficial.
A question.
That is
I have
superficial.
A question to propose to the panel.
Okay.
Now, in order to fall in love with somebody, you have to get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to frown up and look you in your face, how am I ever get to know you if you're ugly?
Because number one, ugly is your perception.
Right.
Yes.
So how am I going to ever
because
get to inside of
God is not going to send
you
to that person if you have a problem looking
right.
at that person.
Because that's what I was just going to say.
Because I promise you, some of these men that's got some dying pieces that y'all follow, I wouldn't talk to those. I mean, those men are not attractive to me. But they have so much other stuff to offer. And we've got to get out to the point where you've got to stop looking with your eyes. See that eye candy, just like you said. That's how Satan gets you with your eyes. That lust of the eye is what takes you out of here and calls you. Yes.
In actuality. The eye, it will cause you to think false things because you can fool the eyes.
Yes.
And that's why that's how people can feel so good. And we learned about that a long time ago, about how the hand is quicker than the eye and all this kind of stuff. But once you start doing that, then you would want to do other things and get into other things because
that's right.
You're looking at this.
It causes perversion. It causes everything.
Your credit messes up because you want to go and get that Corvette. No,
on, you couldn't afford it.
Or it's too little for you to fit in.
Or that you get the Corvette and you get the lady, and the lady requires Morton's every day, and you can't just pay Morton's Steakhouse every day, or Ruth's Chris, or anything like that.
Or the mansion.
Yeah, you can't, so you...
Laurie.
So you can't do that, and that's the truth about sex sales. Sex sales, but what is the price? The price is your morality.
Mm-hmm.
The more it sells, and the more that we're attracted to it, the less and less, the more perverted it gets.
Yes.
And it'll be full-blown on perversion after a while, and we'll be buying it because of that.
You're right.
Exactly.
And I think we should look for beauty on the inside of the individual as well as on the outside. I mean, a person can be beautiful
and
be ugly inside, but yes, can't you just have both?
But yes, you
can.
When your mate is sent to you, they're not going to be ugly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, you're going to see, not going to be ugly to you on the outside or the inside.
Oh, yeah.
God is going to send you what you want.
That's right. And then we have to understand, we're talking about sex sales. Come on now. We said now at the top of this show, everything has to be lined up with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we do not walk by sight. That's your first mistake.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at something with your eyes.
Yeah.
God said this is a faith walk.
Yes.
You walk by faith. You don't walk by sight.
Yes.
So if I'm going to
believe that the girl just, ooh, she's fine, believe this fine girl.
No,
good on the
this is what you have to believe. You have to believe that whatever your need is, or whatever you require to continue your kingdom walk, God is going to send you exactly that.
Yes.
And a lot of times we are so confused with this eye stuff until we overlook what God has sent us.
Yes.
And then we see way down the line, I have a girlfriend right now that divorced her husband because he just didn't look right. And this was like 20 or 30 years ago.
Okay.
He married again. Wife is set up for life. And all my girlfriend can say, I don't know how I messed that up.
Mm.
Yeah, you messed it up because you're going by sight.
Mm-hmm.
See, just because he show up, sometimes God will send you somebody in some old beat up tennis shoes just to see if you're going to treat him nice.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
What does Scripture tell us about entertaining strangers?
That's right.
We entertain angels unaware.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to first understand who you are.
Yes.
And God is never going to send me anything that's not going to be meant for me.
Yes.
That's not going to match me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to understand. So while y'all walking out there looking at the Daisy Dukes and all of this, that's not what's going to – some of these people that's wearing these Daisy Dukes going to break you, steal from you.
That's true. Yeah.
Cause you all kind of heartache.
And just because they're dressed in a provocative, it doesn't mean that they believe in good hygiene.
Exactly. And that's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that at a later date.
That's a whole nother show. Please don't give me a hug on that.
We have to understand, just understand where we are and stop being so fooled by what we see and how tempting. Oh, that is so tempting. Oh, God, that German chocolate cake is so tempting, but God, if I eat another pound, I'm going to, Yes. So we have to understand that sex sells. At what price are we paying?
You're right.
With our life. We are paying with our life when it comes to sex sales.
Yes.
We're paying with our life. We're losing our position. And you never know how high we are until we fall. Man, I was way up there. I can remember. Boy, before I met that dude, I could do anything. Now look at me.
Yes.
Before I met that girl, I could do anything.
Yes.
Before I bought that car, man, I was together.
Mm-hmm.
Before anything happened, I had it going on. But now look at me.
Yes.
So we got to stop and put this thing together. We have 10 minutes. I want to share this with you.
Yes.
And this is just something that I want to leave with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In today's show, we're talking about the sex sale.
Mm-hmm.
What price? At what price?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to have a balance. Mm-hmm. Someone fails, someone has to buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we are in whatever that capacity is in your life that you're participating in, mm-hmm. whether you're the seller or you're the buyer,
mm-hmm.
make sure, if you're the seller, make sure the product that you advertise has its own merit. Don't put something out there that you need to fluff up or put a lie with,
mm-hmm.
or attach something to it to make it credible.
Yes.
Make sure your product has its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and also make sure that it doesn't need to be falsely enhanced
mm-hmm.
in any way. Mm-hmm. If you have a product you're trying to sell and you're trying to put it on the market and you have to give it a buffer or give it a shot to puff it up,
oh, wow.
or make some eggs into it,
mm-hmm.
guess what? It's not the real thing. So if you pass your product off to someone and it's not the real thing, guess what? People are going to eventually see it
mm-hmm.
for what it really is.
Very
simple. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a seller, whatever it is you're selling in life, if it's your life, your position, your attitude, whatever it is you're selling,
mm-hmm.
make sure that it has its own merit. That it stands on its own two legs,
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to enhance it. You don't have to give it a booster shot. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you are a buyer, if you are the buyer
mm-hmm.
in life, make sure the product that you buy is considered in your mind an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's an investment.
Yes.
If the investment is exactly what you need
mm-hmm.
and make sure it's what you need and make sure you're not influenced by something that will never become a part of your initial investment. Are y'all getting me?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not only just on our panel. This is the people that are listening. I will say this again. If you're selling a product, make sure your product stands on its own merit. If you're buying a product, make sure you look at it as an investment and don't be fooled or influenced by something that's never going to be a part of your initial investment. Okay?
Yes.
I do hope we all have enjoyed this segment that's going to talk about. And listen, we have a few minutes. Before I close, not this Thursday night, but Thursday a week from now, I'm going to do a 30-minute show, and you can follow it on my blog page. I'm going to put it on my blog page when that 30-minute show is going to be, but you will be able to look at it. But this is going to be something a little different. We're going to do a show, our first show, and we're going to see how it goes and how the listeners respond to it. It's going to be Let's Talk Truth, but it's going to be a show entitled Scratch Your Head and Ponder.
Mm.
How many times have someone ever asked you a question and you couldn't readily give them an answer, and what did you do? You scratched your head and you thought about it. So this is what we're going to have on our show. We're going to offer different things. We're still going to do the Tuesday night show
mm-hmm.
at 7:30. You listen in. The Thursday night show coming up a week from now, I'm not certain when we're going to do it, but we will give you the time on our next Tuesday night show so that you'll be able to listen in. And I want you all to know that, please, I would love to hear from you. I'd love for you to send me your thoughts, and even if it's something you don't agree with in a show that you've heard or something that you've heard and you want to talk about it, just send me an email. Send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And I promise you, it's Let's Talk Truth, L-E-T, without the apostrophe, letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. You can also look at my blog, and my blog page is loisbullock.blogspot.com. Go on there. You can listen to my shows after every show. If you don't get a chance to listen in, you can listen to that. There's a space on there for Blog Talk Radio, and my show does appear there. And also, you can, follow me on Twitter at Let's Talk Truth 333. And make sure you do that. Listen, I enjoy doing these shows. Eventually, I do hope we will get just a lot of participation, because we do want to actually service and, just come to a real point in our life. These are all life shows, life skills, life everything that you can, sink your teeth in. And I promise you, they are wisdom-based, and if you will just listen to them, we want every one of these shows to be a thought-provoking show. Want it to provoke thoughts in your mind about what we talk about. Maybe give you an angle about something that you haven't thought about before. So, with that said, I want to thank my guest, Courtney, Jean, Louise, Shannon, and Mr. Motivator. And Mr. Motivator has a show every Saturday. So listen in and listen. You'll still be able to dial in and listen to his shows. He has a lot of different topics that he deals with, and he is a self-help show. In other words, he talks about things that you can use to just really help yourself. So we just thank you all for listening in to that. Now, if nothing else, please remember, sex does fail, but at what price? Don't be carried away with the eye candy. There's too many, we've made too many mistakes with eye candy. Some of us are still in debt from eye candy. Because eye candy causes you to have to go to the doctor sometimes, get shot. You men know what we're talking about. And there's a lot of things eye candy will bring you. Sometimes some of the women that had took that eye candy home ended up getting beat in the eye. Men fight. You have to just cut it with the eye candy. Just cut it, period. Uh-huh. Understand one thing. Victoria's Secrets have no more secrets. We know all of Victoria's Secrets. Yes, we do. We can see them. We know everything about Victoria. She has no more secrets, Mr. Motivator. So if you think Victoria has some more secrets, no. She doesn't. She doesn't have it. We've seen through that. She's been around long enough to know we know her inside out. Well, yes, I'm from the inside out. We know Victoria by now. So understand that. Stop all of. And before we close, we're talking about Victoria's Secrets. Just how many of you in here, just by saying yes or no, how many believe that a 8-year-old little girl is too young to wear Victoria's Secrets?
Yes.
It's not geared
for them. It's not geared for them. Yes. But we have parents that's going around in Victoria's Secret. Mm. Come on, ladies. Stop making your kid grown before they're grown. Let them play with some dolls.
It's not geared for them.
No, it's not geared for them. So, I thank everybody for being here tonight. And again, thought-provoking messages on life skills. You're more than welcome to contact me if you need to. And as I say always, I am your host, Lois Bullock of Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night. Thank you.